Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Marrowcap News on Tuesday, the 2nd of September 2025. It's only the second day of September. I'm worn out already. There's a load of results coming out in September, and it's only day two. My brain is freezing from the data input on the website. So it's a bit later than normal. I don't know. It's not really, is it? It's 4:30. Market's just closed. But I think we saw the pound. It's not looking good. In fact, let's scroll over to it right here. The pound against the dollar, where is it? It was down 0.7% against the euro. It's down, 1% against the dollar. And this is because UK borrowing costs hit a 27-year high, adding to pressure on Rachel Reeves. She's had a lot of pressure. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for her on a personal level. But I just think the biggest mistake we'd ever make, and I keep repeating this, is it seems more obvious the more it's said, is that budget she did. You know, the growth, she wanted growth. So 95% of growth in this country comes from small and medium-sized enterprises. And so what you don't do is chop the legs off that growth. And that's what she did. So I can't forgive her on that level. I know they keep saying about the £22 billion black hole, £22 billion black hole. £9 billion of that was, you know, their doing from raising wages for civil service workers and all that stuff. So you know, I've very little sympathy from a professional level. I just think it's insane. It's literally a suicidal move. You're not going to get growth, full stop. How can you do that? I was going to think of an analogy then. It's like putting your best greyhound in the race and then chopping his leg off. It doesn't work. You know, you can't. They see small and medium-sized businesses as cash cows. They don't understand that they will provide the growth for this country that it needs. And they're not going to get that growth now. So they are in a hole. So long-term government borrowing costs in the UK reached their highest level since 1998 on Tuesday, as concerns over the country's economic outlook combined with a global move higher in bond yields. So the move adds pressure to Chancellor Rachel Reeves ahead of the upcoming budget, where expectations are rising that she will increase taxes to bolster government finances. How can you do that? If she does that, then I think, aren't we within our rights to get up with some kind of petition to get it out of government because they've gone against one of their policies? They said they're not going to raise taxes on working people. What they did do is raise taxes on, you know, businesses that employ working people. Now, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people in this country who would prefer to have a couple of percent put on their income tax rather than have no job. I think it's quite obvious, isn't it? Anyway, so and I also see, according to City AM, I know they're quite conservative focused, but they said that Starmer's rating is an all-time low. And trouble is, they are now pandering to reform, aren't they? That's the trouble. They're heading over to this immigration thing. It's not that. People, when they're feeling poor and they're, you know, being squeezed, the costs are rising in the shops and they're being squeezed, the costs are rising on energy, they feel unhappy. There's less money to spend. What they should do is just, I think there's about two business people in the government as far as I can make out. There's a guy, the Timpson guy, and the ex-lady from Dark Trace. They need to get about 1,000 business leaders around and ask them, you know, five questions. Say, or name five things that's hindering you investing and growing your business. And write down five solutions as well. And then you get the most popular reason and deal with that one first. Because if you enable business, everything will be sorted out. Be higher employment, people have better standard of living, you know, more money be collected by taxes, and you know, you can fix education and the NHS and you know the police force, all that stuff. But you can't do that if you keep squeezing businesses for as much money as possible. They can't grow. They can't employ people. They can't invest in their businesses, full stop. It's just basics, isn't it? Oh, there we are. Anyway, let's do the markets. Let's look at the markets here. Okay, let's go in alphabetical order. I'll start off with U. That's the UKX. FTSE 100 down 0.8%, 9123. The S&P is down by 1.4%, actually, at the moment. And the second drop, in fact, gap down today. Small cap index, that's down 1.17%. The Russell 2000 in America, which is their small cap indices, which is a lot bigger than our small caps, of course, that's down 1.26%. The FTSE fledgling, down a third of 1%. The FTSE 350, down just shy of 1%. To 4983, FTSE 250 down 2%. Wow, look at that. FTSE 250 down 2%. The NASDAQ down 1.6%. Down, 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 down as yet, isn't it? FTSE All Share down 1%. And the AIM All Share down half of 1%. Let's look at commodities. Brent crude is up 1%, 68.76 bucks a barrel. You've got gold. All-time high, really gapping up today. Up 1.72%. This is now 5 days on the rise. All-time high in gold. Of course, my only play in gold is Ramsden's, which did go up today, actually. Went by 4%. Paying nice dividend as well. Plus, you know, cost of living crisis, pawnbroking. Very good for that. So it's a very sensible play on gold. It's not totally leveraged to it because there are four parts of the business. But nevertheless, it'll do well when gold goes up because people want to sell gold. And they always get a margin on that. What else is there? Let's have a look at the pound here. Let's look at bond yields. Oh, the two-year government borrowing up to 3.998. So just shy of 4%. It did spike out higher than that back in May. But it is climbing. It's been climbing now since, August? The 1st of August? So a month it's been climbing for the yield on that. And, of course, it's going to cost the government a lot of money to loan money out, to borrow money. Now, the 10-year is at 1.24% to 4.8%. And the 30-year, like I said, up 27-year high, up to 5.699, up 1%. A pound will buy you €1... 14, so the pound is dropping against that, down 0.7%. It'll buy you $1.33, down 1.23% against the dollar. Copper's up a little bit, up 0.5%. And that's about it. And a whiz through these on the Microcraft database. Shippickers.com, if you want to join, by all means, join the club. I'm not going to do too many because I'm just bit exhausted inputting these. Of course, if you remember, you see all these. I've put 9 companies in today. I'm just going to cover, let's start with A. These are companies subs of 300 million market cap with revenue. Alumask, ALU is ticker there. Final results. UK-based supplier of premium sustainable building products, systems and solutions. Almost 80% of the group's sales are driven by building regulations and specifications, that's through architects and structural engineers, because of the performance characteristics offered. Anyway, at 332, market cap of 119 million, enterprise value of 125, so they've got cash of 6.4, debt of 12.2. Let's scroll down. They're struggling in the building area. I mean, house builders, In fact, let's get the house builders here. There's going to be an opportunity here in the future. I don't know when. But it does say a lot when house builders have been tanking for a while now. Yeah, look at that. The only one up today, out of the big ones, is Bellway, up 2.56%. That's at an, you know, almost a six-month low. MJ Gleeson, down, was gapped down recently. Massive profit warning on the 3rd of June. Chris Nicholson, again down, six-month low. Barrett Redrow, down 2.67% a day. Taylor Wimpey, down 3.19% a day. Persimmon, down 3.35% a day. And Vistry Group, down 4.59%. So there's a play on here. I think check, depending on the dividend. But they are now, look at Taylor Wimpey. It's now as low as it was in November 22. And I suppose it's a tale of all house builders. Yeah, same with Persimmon. So sooner or later, you know, put some alerts on. Hopefully you think with interest rates coming down, it would help. But that's telling you a lot about the economy, isn't it? And regulations. You know, do you remember the time when, you know, they came out and they were trying to encourage house building by easing regulations at a local level? And they've got this house building target. Was it 1.5 million houses? No chance. That's saying a lot. If all the house builders down, it's a very, very tough market. But like I said, there will be an opportunity there. I don't think now is the time to start nibbling away because, like I said, today, big down day today. Anyway, where was I? Ali Mask, sorry, going back to that. So, numbers for the year ended the 30th of June 2025. Revenue up 13%, 113.4 million versus 100.7. Net profit up 7% to 9.34 million versus 8.75. Net debt improved by 20% to 5.79 million versus 7.25. And free cash flows up 9 million versus 2.47. So the decent numbers. Now, forecasts for 26, revenue up 3% to 116.4 million. Net profit up 20% to 11.2. At 3.32 a share, a forecast PE of 11. Seems like decent value to me. There's also, you know, did it fall today? What's the word? ALU. ALU. No, it sort of held its own. It's up 2%, really. But it has sort of rolled over. It's in the range between 390 and 328. Quite a big range. But again, there's a bigger worry around this sector, isn't it? 2027, there's more improvement. There's a single-digit growth top line to 3% to 120 million. Net profit up 8% to 12.1. This will be a forecast P of 10. Again, seems like decent value against a subdued sector, but there are a few cautionary lines in their outlook statement. They say Alimask's diversity of innovative products and geographies provide resilience against the continued short-term volatility being experienced across many subsectors of the construction market. And for year 26, it's likely to be H2-weighted due to the profile of overseas sales. But they also state the board remains optimistic for another successful year of growth. Worth a watch, I think, Alimask. You know, decent. Okay, the growth is not huge, but, let's have a look. Well, in fact, net profit growth for 26 is 20%, and for 27 is 8%. So seems like a decent value there, Alimask. Dividend yield as well, they pay. Okay, next. I'm just going to do three. I'll just quickly mention Beaks. They've taken a strategic stake in Liquid Market Solutions. Now, I didn't know what this meant, but I watched the video of the guys who taking the stake in. And the guy who was speaking English, okay, on this video. He's a very clever guy, very smart guy, of course, talking about this technology. It's from the UberNIC, which is an FPGA-based Ethernet adapter. And now, like I said, the jargon went over my head. The guy was speaking English. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. But what I gleaned from the presentation at the end is that it's basically the best innovative, high-performance, ultra-low-latency technology out there. And it's not just the company saying this. It's been third-party tested. So if you want these kind of these chips, these FPGA chips. They're not like ASICs. Once ASICs are done, you can't reprogram them. But these can be reprogrammed to specialize. So basically, it creates sub-millisecond latency, very fast amount of data. The load can be handled very quickly, and there's low latency. So it's perfect for financial markets. But for Beeks, it was enhanced the group's technological leadership and serves as an additional sales channel, broadening the market reach and supporting revenue growth. So it's cutting edge, and Beeks has now got a stake in that company, which is good to see. I wonder if they'll buy it. Could buy it, couldn't they? Journeo was very interesting bit of story here. In fact, I think they'll do this on a regular basis. Just you know, there's a lot more inserts, entries on the database here, but the ones that interest me. Very interesting acquisition. I covered Journeo yesterday, so I won't cover what they do. But essentially, they've acquired crime and fire defense systems. So let me just write my comments here. Announced the acquisition of Crime and Fire Defense Systems, as CFDS, for a total consideration of $12.7 million, $10.7 in cash from existing resources, $2 million in deferred cash payments, repayable in equal amounts after 12 and 24 months following the completion, and $1 million through the issue of ordinary shares at 6.5 pence. That's a hell of a... This is a £4.40 a share. It's a bit more than that now, isn't it? By the way, Journeo is in the Microcap League, and it's in a Microcap fund. Where are they? Journeo, up there, £4.40 a share, yeah. So that's nice, and they've issued shares at 6.5 pence. They specialise in protection of critical national infrastructure sites, including utilities and high-security industrial and commercial applications. Now, this slightly improves their figures for 2025, but a more positive impact on the 2026 numbers. Forecasts for 2025 are revenue up 13% to $56 million, and net profit down to 4.2 at $4.90 a share. It's a PE of 17. Of course, it's a bit higher than that now. Revenue up 20, let me see what the forecast the next bit here. So for 2026 is really more impactful. So revenue now for 26 is going to be up by 29%, $72 million. Net profit up 33% to $5.6 million. That's a PE of 13 for 26. I think this is a good value here because, you know, this company, like I said, turns over, what is it? Well, what's the turnover here? Bear with me, sorry. Sorry, I do apologise. They turned over $17 million for 12 months ended 30th of April 25 with a profit for tax of 1.36. It's profitable, and straight away you're going to get that $17 million on top. So I think this, you know, looking up 26, that's sort of nailed on that, those figures. I see that as very good value. Well done, Journeo. So that's interesting there for Journeo, J-N-E-O. So it's been on the sort of Microcap League for quite a while, that company. So, you know, quality company. And finally, Michelmersh. So I've had the good, well, the bad. No, the good, and this is a bit of the ugly, really. Michelmersh, well, it hasn't been any bad, really, apart from this is not too clear. But again, it's the backdrop of the building construction industry, which is seemingly having real problems, some underlying issues here. So just beware, it's a read across for any companies involved in the sort of building industry. Of course, there are exceptions. There'll still be companies doing well or winning big contracts. But generally, the backdrop is very hard, it seems. Michelmersh is a business with seven market-leading products or brands. These are bricks, by the way. I won't go into them. But they announced, was it their half-year results? I think it was. Sorry, let's go back here. Michelmersh, yeah, half-year results. So their market cap at, the share price did drop today. I think it rebounded after a while. But just checking the share price there. Yeah, it did drop by... Well, it was down further than that today. It was down to 85 pence at one point, but now closed at 92 pence. So, market cap about 83 million, enterprise value 76. They've got cash of 6 million, no debt, which is nice to see. In fact, the cash has gone down massively. Let's look at the half-year results anyway. Revenue up 1% to 35.8 million from 35.4. Net profit down 27%. Ooh! 2.29 million versus 3.12. Net cash down 63%. That's a heck of a lot of cash drop from 4.1 to 1.5. And free cash outflow of 1.77 million versus 4.19. The broker states, we update our estimates accordingly, resulting in an 18 to 22% reduction in financial year 25 ending adjusted EBITDA EPS and lower our multiples based on a price target of 150 from 160. So they've been downgraded by the broker. Forecast 25, revenue to be up by 4% to 72.6, net profit down 2% to 6 million. It's a PE of 14, 88 pence a share, not particularly a bargain for low single-digit top line and falling net profit. Now, for 2026, we expect to have revenue up by 7% to 77.5 million, net profit down 23% to 7.4 million. That's a PE of 11, though, 88 pence a share. If they hit these numbers, the SP could perform positively, but this sector is struggling. And there seems to be no recovery in sight yet, as the company highlights. They say, the inflection point for markets recovery remain uncertain. The medium-term fundamental market drivers for our business are encouraging and we are well-positioned. Like I said, it could be a decent recovery play, but right now they're struggling. So I question, why are they still buying back shares? That's insane. Stop buying back shares. Conserve your cash. You've just said there you have no idea when the market's going to recover and you are buying back shares. To me, that's a bad judgment on behalf of management. Conserve your cash. Very important. I'd even cut the dividend while it's so uncertain. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. Hope I provided you with some value. If I did, by all means, if you could give me a positive rating and review on the podcast play of your choice, that would be much appreciatos. And don't forget, if you want to see more of the entries on the Microcap database, then please join at sharepickers.com. Less than £3 a week. That's what it's worth. I mean, it's worth more than that, sorry. That's how much it'll cost you. The value of it. Oh, it's priceless, man. Bloody priceless. Thanks for listening. Much is appreciated. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.